Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
On 1 Samuel 3 verse 9, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." As a boy working in the temple, Samuel didn't recognize God's voice when he spoke to him. But later as a prophet, his ear was the portal through which God spoke to an entire nation. Learning to recognize God's voice isn't a skill that's acquired overnight, because he speaks to us at different times, in different ways, and in different settings. Recognizing God's voice calls for spiritual maturity. Jesus said, "The sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Note, he said his sheep, not his lambs, know his voice. Baby sheep follow adult sheep until their senses are trained. That means there's grace for the immature. So if your spiritual ears aren't developed yet, God will work with you till they are. Number two, recognizing God's voice means not being limited by your previous experiences. When God spoke to Moses, a mountain shook, whereas he spoke to Elijah in a still small voice. Don't limit God, and don't try to figure him out. He can speak to you through your Bible, through those qualified to teach his word, through a song, through a painful situation, and through your thoughts and desires when you've submitted to him. The key is to stay close to God and keep your receiver tuned. And number four, recognizing God's voice means being obedient. David said, "I take joy in doing your will." When it comes to recognizing God's voice, is your response, "When I get around to it, if I can fit you in, or I'll think about it"? Listen to Job 36 verse 11. "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." Vision's word for today is recognizing God's voice.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.